From the Autoline Studios, here is your host, John McElroy.
Thanks for joining us on Autoline this week, where we're going to be talking about automotive wholesaling and retailing. And I've got two experts to fill us in on all the details of what's going on in the marketplace right now, including Jeff Skeen, the chief executive officer of Costco's automotive program. Yes, Costco sells cars. You're going to find that part of the story very interesting. And Ken Foster, the general manager of Brown Honda in Toledo, Ohio. And great to have the both of you on the show here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us.
So, Ken, let's start with you. This year has seen unbelievable car sales. I'm wondering, how do you see it? Is it going to keep on going? We've had recently this big correction in the stock market and some people saying maybe this is going to take some steam out of sales. But I want to know, for somebody who's in the trenches there, how you see it.
Well, we're obviously real happy to be Honda franchise. Honda's got a lot of great things coming out this year that we're going to see. We've got a new HRV, a new Pilot, the Accord's getting a reface, and the Civic's going to be all new and redesigned. So, and the CRV's been an outstanding vehicle for us, as has the Odyssey. So we've got some great product, and we expect some really great things in the years to come.
Not only is that a lot of new product, when you talk things like Civic and Accord, you're talking core products for Honda, yeah, too.
Absolutely. The Civic, Accord, and the CRV being such core products for us. And the CRV is just brand new a year ago, and with the Civic coming out, totally redesigned this year for 16, and the Accord's getting a reface. So those are our three core products, and being that they're all going to be new and redesigned, it's going to be great.
So you're not seeing any slowdown in the marketplace right now. Good to hear. Great to hear. Jeff, how about at Costco? How are sales going for you guys?
Sales are going very, very well, consistently growing. We sort of grow as Costco itself is growing.
And how many cars a year does Costco sell?
It would probably surprise a lot of people to hear that Costco sells approximately 400,000 cars. And we don't actually ring those cars through the register, so we're technically not selling them, but we're helping arrange the sale through a network of dealers that we work with across the country.
And we'll get into more of those details because I think it's a fascinating story, but you're not seeing a slowdown in sales either?
Absolutely not.
That's great to hear. So Ken, is this the peak? I mean, since the Great Recession, we've seen car sales go up every single year. I think we're into the sixth year now of sales expansion. It's the longest expansion we've ever seen, although coming from the worst downfall we've ever seen, too. What I'm wondering is, what's your sense? Are we at the peak, or do we have some more good times to roll here?
I think with Honda, we have a lot of good times to go here. So we're really excited with, and again, the product is everything. So we're just, again, very thankful. I'm so happy to be at a Honda franchise, and I think there's just more better things to come, and it's going to be awesome.
Good. Same question, Ken. At the peak, or good times going to continue to roll here?
It's a great question, and I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that, to be honest with you. I try to study everything I can, but I would say that, you know, people did hold off buying cars during the big recession that we had, and I think that a lot of people now are really feeling confident enough to go out and purchase a vehicle. So at least on the Costco member front, I think, you know, we're really seeing a lot of opportunity in the future.
Why is Costco selling cars? I find that very interesting.
So Costco is a member-based organization, and their duty is to the member first. So any area that Costco sees where they can actually help bring value to the members, they'll enter into. So the only reason why we're really helping arrange sales of vehicles is because, one, we know that there's a lot of pain points in the average person's mind in terms of going to buy a car and negotiating and haggling, and then the question of whether they got the right value or not. So what we do is to try to work with a network of great dealers that understand the Costco business model of sort of efficiencies and transferring that value to the members. And so we're able to achieve that, and we think that we're able to really help save our members a lot of time, and equally as importantly, just have them really have a great experience, and one where they then begin to know and trust that dealer from that point forward.
That's an important point. Costco's not buying cars from the factory and selling them. You're working through dealers to do that.
Absolutely, yes. We have nothing to do with purchasing vehicles directly. We basically just help arrange the sale or purchase, rather, of vehicles on behalf of the members.
Okay, Ken, you're running a dealership for Honda. Does something like this scare you? Is this competition to you, or do you see it as a business opportunity?
It's a business opportunity, and we've been a Costco dealership for many years now, and it's one of our better lead providers that we have.
But Honda's an interesting company in that it does not do fleet sales, or next to nothing in fleet. They're the only ones in the business who pretty much turn fleet business away. But I got to believe that this is kind of a fleet business that you're doing with Costco.
We don't look at it like that. I mean, we look at it as if, you know, we're taking care of members who are coming through the Costco auto buying program, coming in to see us. We're letting them know, you know, congratulations, you've chosen the Costco auto buying program. It's one of the best buying programs under the sun. Come on in, we'll get you the Costco auto buying price, and we'll go from there. And you pick out a car and we'll get you the price. We don't just shoot them over a price like it's a lead provider. It's a buying program. So they come on in. We've got a process and a procedure for our Costco members, and it's been very successful for us for years now.
So Costco members do not buy at the store. They come to dealerships like yours to
correct.
Buy.
Correct.
Correct. And what Ken was saying that is so important, and it just shows that we've had this relationship for many years, he never used the word customer. He's really using the word member. And when you have someone that's a member, you have such a high obligation to that person that it really is important that we work with dealers and teach them about what that really means. And again, we'll work with a dealer, and we want them to continue to do the regular type of business that they're doing, which is great. But what we're trying to do is to add to that dealer's sort of core customer base a membership channel. And we direct our members to those dealers that work with, that understand and have, you know, really worked with us on that process, so that the members really have a little bit more streamlined process going in there, and it's a great experience.
So Ken, if I'm a Costco member, am I better off buying through Costco or just coming to your dealership and trying to negotiate a deal?
That's a great question. And ultimately, you know, the Costco member pricing that we offer to their members is a set pricing. There's no negotiation, no haggle, no hassle. It's a very easy, streamlined process. So ultimately, it all depends on whether or not you like to come on in and you like to put the hammer down and, you know, get to some hardcore negotiating and really get down and dirty, or do you want a real streamlined way of doing things and come on in as a Costco member and the pricing's right here.
I think that, you know, the only thing that I would add to that, but it is an important question, you know, is it the very best price that you're ever going to get? The answer would be no. I mean, there are people that could go spend hours and drive from dealer to dealer and potentially save a few hundred dollars. That's not what Costco's about. What Costco's about is working with a network of dealers, just like they work with providers that sell them cattle or chicken or salmon or water or whatever, and really create a sustainable business and then drive efficiencies into that business in terms of volume and other means, an efficient sales process that might take the dealership a lot less time. So it helps the dealer reduce their costs so they can reduce the price they have to sell it to the members for and still make a satisfactory and sustainable margin. What we don't want are dealers that think that they have to do, you know, all the games on loss leader sales pricing to our members. We just have what we think is a very fair and reasonable price with the dealers, and it's a very simple process.
Makes sense to me. I'm not good at haggling over a price. I want to just pay one thing.
Yeah. That surprises me.
Yeah. But nonetheless, Ken, what percentage? Can you break it down? How many customers are like me? I just want to get in. I want to buy the car. I don't want to haggle, versus those who love to negotiate.
You know what? Anymore, it goes from month to month. But ultimately, there are more and more customers who are using the internet or whatever, or buying program, like the Costco member program, where they don't like to come on in and get into the hassling and the haggling of negotiating. And time is money. I mean, that takes a lot of time to do all that, where you can come on in, know you're getting a very fair price. People nowadays, they want to just be treated fairly, and they want a good price. So they don't want to play the game. Mm-hmm. And there are still people who like to come on in and want to negotiate, but ultimately, you know, it just depends on the customer.
And the brand, too. I mean, I think that there's certain brands that seem like there's more of a tradition of haggling on, and there might be more margin. So as an example, if you're looking at a full-size domestic truck, there's so much more in there that there's probably going to be more heated competition between the dealers than, for example, in the Honda franchise. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, how many different brands does Costco handle?
We sell most makes and models. It's funny, that's actually another funny story. At one point, I had an idea putting like a topper on the cars that said, any make, any model, any day. But being as conservative as Costco is, it ended up, you know, some make, some models, sometimes, because they always want to under-promise and over-deliver. But I would say that most of the brands that our members are really asking for, we carry. So for example, I believe Honda is the number one requested brand by Costco members at this point. I believe Chevrolet is right around number two, and maybe Toyota number three. But it's a very popular brand with Costco. We do have, on occasion, people wanting a Maserati or a Bentley.
I was just going to ask about Ferrari. I want a discount.
Yeah. So we're not really able to use the sort of Costco philosophy in terms of volume and efficiencies driving the value in something that we don't have a lot of requests for. But we do have a separate, like, concierge division that will help people. And in fact, we're helping somebody on a Bentley as we speak right now. And it's basically just trying to get a hold of a dealer and just saying, you know, let's pretend like we're haggling back and forth. What will you sell that car to a Costco member? And of course, we don't make a commission and don't charge per sale or any of that.
Explain that, because that's mind-blowing. You don't make money doing this.
So the reason why we exist in the Costco Auto Program is to basically add value to being a Costco member. Costco's membership fees are really what drives the majority of the company's profit. So most of the merchandise, if you look at all the merchandise they sell through the register, you know, there's more than $100 billion approximately in sales of merchandise. And at the end of the day, Costco's really not trying to make a lot of money on all of that merchandise. What they want is, you know, 46 million members in the United States to pay them $55 for a Gold Star membership or $110 to be an executive member, and keep on renewing that membership. And so Costco's renewal rate is extremely high. I would tell you if I knew what it was, but I don't know the exact number. But it's so high that that's where they really derive the majority of their profit. As far as our little unit that's doing the Costco Auto Program, it surprises dealers like Ken to know that our goal is definitely not to charge dealers as much as we could charge them for working with us in this program. It's actually to charge them as little as we can possibly justify that still gives us enough revenue to allow us to support the program, to support the members from the beginning of their purchasing journey all the way through and after they've made a purchase.
Very, very unique business model, clearly.
It is.
How about on the financing and insurance part of buying a new car? F&I is a great, you know, profit center for most dealerships. How do you handle that with Costco?
Again, they can come on in with their own financing, or we can also offer them financing that they would qualify for through the dealership. So we can help them out either way. I mean, customers come on in, they'll come on in with cash, check, something made out already, maybe possibly from a credit union or whatever. But ultimately, we're there to provide them with assistance to get the best available financing for them. So whether it's a member through Costco or whether it's a customer off the street, anything we can provide. American Honda has great rates on all their vehicles, and ultimately it's a very competitive market. So,
and we're not trying to get involved in any of those F&I transactions other than, like, if, for example, on a Honda Accord, the normal take rate of an extended warranty, let's just say, is 30%, we'll talk to our dealers and say, look, do you want to offer our members any kind of a special rate on extended service contracts or extended warranties? And many of them say yes. And what they find is that when they are already having a great interaction and a trusting interaction, that they say, look, you know, we also have the ability to give you this extended warranty at X price and X discount, then a lot of people do it. So maybe instead of 30%, you might have 50% of the members buying that. And it's our duty as the Costco Auto Program to make sure that we're answering the questions completely objectively that any of the members have when they're coming to us. So you know, we'll ask them, how long do you intend to keep your car? And are you going to, you know, give it to your child when they go off to college? And that might impact whether we're recommending that they buy an extended service contract. So there, all of those variables come into play, but it's really, really simple at the end of the day when you're, the member is so important to us, they mean everything. And coincidentally, our dealers are members. Are you a member of Costco?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, so our dealers are members too. So really we're kind of helping sort of coordinate, you know, activity between members in essence.
In the Costco member, when they come on in, I mean, they trust Costco, as they should, and we want to make sure too they feel trusted. So ultimately, it's a relationship that, you know, we're making sure we take care of the Costco members when they come on in, because I think I heard 98% of the customers that get they all try to get surveyed, mm-hmm. and 98% of them say they would go through the Costco program again.
I'd shoot myself if it was that low. I think it's like 99.4% would use it again and recommend it.
Either number is mind-blowing in the loyalty that this program is engendering.
You know, quite frankly, it didn't start with us. It started with sort of Costco's philosophy from when they began, and the way they treat all of their suppliers and vendors, and the way they treat and respect their members. So it is really a formula that works very, very well. And it's attracted, you know, very high demographic customers. I think it would surprise a lot of people to know that Costco is the number one seller of fine wine. They're the number one seller of diamonds. You know, we have great brands that we're affiliated with. And so we're not, you know, a closeout or discount store. What we are is a member-based organization that is bringing top quality products and services to our members.
Ken, Jeff mentioned that Costco works with dealerships to lower overall costs so that it can offer these great prices. What are some of the things that you've done working with Costco to lower costs?
Well, ultimately, it's their member coming in. So ultimately, we try to find a sweet spot where, you know, we give them a great deal. That's something that we can make very little profit ourselves. We look at these members that are coming on in as if it's additional business. If I wasn't the Costco auto buying dealer in my area, they wouldn't be coming to me. So ultimately, I want to get those customers in, and I want to sell them a car, because they still can go someplace else and check my pricing to make sure they're getting a good deal. So ultimately, they're all getting a great deal, and when they come on in, we set the pricing each month, and we set it at a fair profit margin. It's a low profit margin, but ultimately, you know, we are in business to make money. So we try to make, you know, the Costco members a great deal so that when they come on in, they do buy from us and don't leave. And we have a great closing percentage of the customers that do come on in. I mean, Costco is by far my highest closing percentage provider that I have. I mean, I'll have months where I'll sell 65% of the leads that I get on in. In that given month, and that's phenomenal.
And 65%, because I'm unfamiliar with the numbers, but that's a very good number, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's, I mean, on your third-party...
10 times a third-party lead provider rate.
How many times?
10 times.
10 times what other third parties would provide.
But again, I think that 65% in Ken's case is very high even for our program. I think we average around 43% nationally.
Still high.
It's still very high compared to the single-digit normal closing rate.
10 to 15% is what you try to strive for on third-party providers, and that's, you know, some months you're going to be lower than that, mm-hmm. and some months you might be a little higher than that. But again, when I have months like that where I want another Costco store to open up nearby.
So, and what we try to do with dealers just like Ken is that it's not just about buying the new car from them. It's also about taking their car there for service, because we do believe that franchise dealers are the best place for our members to get their cars serviced. And we do think they should be using, you know, original equipment parts and factory trained service technicians. And so most of the dealers that we work with also give our Costco members a discount on that. And again, we're sort of blending our business cultures and philosophies into something that really works for everybody. And really, if you say, what's the common denominator, it's like the lifetime value of a customer. And we never view something as a specific transaction. Hey, you just bought the car and, you know, that's the end of it. It's like, hey, let's work together and keep this sustainable between us.
Which has got to be the reason why you welcome Costco customers.
Absolutely. I mean, again, 99% speaks for itself. So ultimately, when they're looking to get another vehicle, friend or family or whatever, refer them to the program and send them our way.
Or, you know, finance and insurance. Presumably, they're bringing a trade-in anyway for your used car lot.
Absolutely.
So even though you may not make quite the profit on that first transaction, you're still going to make money off that customer.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
You know, I one other point, not to take you off
your track.
But I just happened to me recently, we did a big promotion with Chevrolet, and we included a Silverado truck. And I saw one of my friends driving around in a black Chevy Silverado truck, a friend that I've known for 20 years. And I said, hey, did you get that through our Chevy promotion? He goes, no, I thought, you know, I saw a white one in front of the Costco. I didn't know that you'd sell black ones. And I think, you know, I pulled out what hair singular I had left in my head, because that happens so frequently, where Costco members just are not really aware that we have an auto buying service and that we're really, you know, out there on their behalf trying to.
So there's upside potential for you to sell more cars.
There certainly is. And again, I think that's kind of across the board. I mean, if you knew what a great deal the optometry department was or the pharmacy at Costco, there's no reason why everyone shouldn't use it. But it's just hard to kind of get the word out as to how it really works.
Do you do any advertising other than park a car out in front of a store with a sign on it that says you can buy it?
We do not. In fact, it's kind of rare that I would be here being able to tell you about the program, because Costco is a humble company and they just let their actions speak for them. And that's the way we've operated for 21 years, just letting our actions speak for us and members refer other members and continue to use the program over and over, which is why we're growing.
Ken, I'm sure Brown Honda does a lot of advertising. Do you do anything to alert people of the Costco program, or it just comes in organically?
You know, it does. It comes in organically. And, you know, we spend a lot of money on advertising. And I look at things, you know, you can be on the Hope It Happens program or the Make It Happens program. And with the Costco auto buying program, I mean, we feel like it's the Make It Happens program, because, you know, we're getting those leads in versus just throwing advertising out there. And whether it's TV or radio or whatever, and everybody does it, you're just hoping they're going to come on in. This way, everything's all trackable. We know what's coming in, we can see, we can track, and then we can continue to follow up with those customers if they don't buy. So,
and I wouldn't think it would be fair to Ken if he ran an ad that said Costco on it, because we wouldn't know that we're really driving the business to Ken. Because part of the reason why we're able to say, hey, can we get the members this great value on it, is because we're a member-based organization that's telling our members about it. We're doing the work of the program, you know, giving them research, providing them information about vehicles, recommendations, what have you, and then directing them to the dealer through this process. So Costco is all about, you know, earning its way too. And so, you know, we think that dealers should continue to advertise, do everything they're doing, and then we're kind of the side door.
Plus business.
Yes.
So Ken, all automakers track customer satisfaction, sales satisfaction, that sort of thing. Are you able to break down what Costco customers are, how they're rating their sales experience versus others?
Absolutely. We can hone on in on every individual customer we sell and see exactly how satisfied they were after the purchase.
And how do the Costco customers stack up against everyone else?
Very high.
So you love getting these guys. They help your scores.
Absolutely.
I'm almost embarrassed because we're talking so high about Costco itself and the members and the dealers. But this is all true. I mean, this is what we experience all day long, every day. It really is. I mean, it's something that, when your mission is clear, then you know what to do. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. And it's interesting. I mean, I forget what the source was. I want to say it's J.D. Power or somebody said that 83% of the people would rather go to the dentist than go buy a new car. I mean, maybe that was a few years old, but it is kind of sad that so many people go through a bad experience, you know, when buying a car. I think it's gotten better and better and better and better. And I think dealers are doing a better job and manufacturers are doing a better job training. So I see that number as being very outdated, but it's still, you know, it's because people don't buy a car every year, there's still a lot of people that their last experience might have been good. And we just need to make sure that their future experiences are great.
I think one of the problems with sales satisfaction is it takes so long to buy a car. I want to say the average is almost 4 hours now. Yep. Is it faster going through the Costco process?
Oh, absolutely. Just because the customer is coming on in and we're sitting them down right away and going through the Costco pricing. There's not any haggling, no hassling. I mean, we let Costco members know that this pricing was set up in advance and there's no negotiating off of it. It is a great deal. And again, it's all preset, and it is, you know, the members are very well taken care of, and it's a great relationship that, you know, we both have.
And we have dealers, again, that's a perfect example of just the way our process works, is that the member is presented with the Costco member-only price list, so that we're able to trim that and spend more time with the customers on the important things, which is telling about the features and benefits of the cars. I mean, I can tell you, even though I went through that on a vehicle I recently purchased, I still probably know 10% of what the car will do for me in terms of all of the systems and such. So we want it to be a pleasant experience and a great experience for the members.
Are there lessons here? We're right down to the end. Quick, are there lessons that you've learned dealing with Costco that apply to others? Are you using other sort of third parties too?
Well, we use other third parties, but ultimately, if I could get more Costco leads, I'd love it, because ultimately we do close at a great percentage. And again, it's been a great relationship.
It's a fascinating story. It's very unique. With that, we're going to have to close it up, but I really want to thank you both. Jeff Skeen, the CEO of the Costco Automotive Program, Ken Foster, the General Manager of Brown Honda, thank you both for your time today.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.